There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Pocket Cash, Popular Picks. Join Levi's 501 Pop Culture Pools for free. Answer questions for a shot at a share of $10,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Levi's to get in on the action. Levi's, buy better, wear longer. DraftKings.com for details.
We will start National Football League here this hour. And by the way, in 15 minutes, Ross Tucker will join the program. A very good analyst on this sport. Observations from the weekend, and we do have a game tonight, obviously, with the Jets taking on the Falcons. Atlanta's laying 2.5, and Robert Saleh, I mean, if you just Google it, Saleh starters, there were like 20 stories written in the New York area over the weekend. Well, why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't they? Basically, he's still undecided. This is from, I think, Saturday night, and that's the latest update that we have. It looks very unlikely to play him.
Yeah, well, if it's Flacco, maybe a series, that's it.
Yeah,
and then it's White and Strebler the rest of the way, and I don't have a problem with White based on beat the Bengals last year, so certainly in a preseason game, not bad, and Strebler pulled one out of the fire for him in the first preseason game, and then we'll see what Atlanta, but I will say I give the Jets the edge if they put Franks in there as well once you get late in the game with Atlanta, but Mariota and Ridder early on, we'll see what Smith does, but Atlanta taking some money here. And we'll see if we get these a lot of high-scoring games in the primetime games.
Yet again.
What happened? All three games yesterday, right? You could have middled some of them. But those moves were wrong, as we just talked about. So good to have Monday Night Football. And, the Jets have been snake bit here with the injuries. And I see we have some movement. You know, the Ravens are up to 7 week one. How high does that go? You're seeing a big move on the 49ers against the Bears. And I'm now seeing 5, 5.5 on the Broncos Monday night against Seattle.
I don't think that game is going to go beyond 7.
Really?
I can't imagine a book would make 7.5 right now, because all the buyback that would be on 7.5 and the potential landing spot there would be very bad.
Another one, it's not so much on preseason. And it's head coach, it's a quarterback play, it's the organizations. I did bet Kansas City week one against Arizona. Come on, Chiefs laying 3, Kingsbury against Reed. You think that's another one that could move as well?
For what it's worth,
the Chiefs look great. There's a lot of people saying, you know, I don't necessarily agree with it, but could they be better? And Mahomes spreading it around, but good start for him.
He is in total control right now.
Yep.
So far, and it's the preseason, so people are going to say like it's not that big of a deal, but it is Mahomes. I get it, but man, they look super sharp right now, right down the field. Going back to the first preseason game, and by the way, like how many? If Mahomes got hurt, people would just lose their minds over this, obviously. But the fact that they don't have Tyreek Hill and Andy Reid's like, yeah, we're going to come out there and see what we look like on offense. We want to get it going this preseason. Not many teams do this, obviously. The Bills did it a little bit over the weekend, and that was so efficient right down the field. Would they score 6 touchdowns in a row?
That's beautiful.
And 3 touchdowns on all of Allen's 3 drives that he was in there for?
Keenum was great. There's a lot of quarterbacks had like, looked up, you had like 13 of 14 or 18 of 20 game, the completions.
That's
high percentage. And
I think, again, going back tied into what happened in week one with these totals, a lot of the quarterback play has been totally fine so far. I mean, look at that pass. We talked about this going into week one. Reed sent it for the Eagles. Was the highest preseason-rated quarterback in all of football last year. He threw a beautiful dime yesterday for a long touchdown, and the kid made a great play on it to score that in the end zone. But it's just, I think that definitely contributes for sure. And look at that, 42-15 with the final score for Buffalo. I mean, they're already in preseason form the way it looks. That was that offense is a blast to watch, man. So many parts, so many pieces.
It's a great quarterback rotation, too, for a preseason.
Yeah.
Guys who went in, how they carved them up. I mean, Denver didn't play anybody, but to sit there and yeah, Keenum was 16 of 18 for 192. Barkley was 7 of 8. I mean, it's just, did whatever they wanted.
Pretty
made it
strong.
Rain out there.
Yep. Yep. So, other news to get to here, something we like to call 3-point stance. The stuff with Jed York, no rush to trade Garoppolo. As we sit here again another day talking about this, so they're evidently going to keep him and list him on the 4th string. That's what they did to begin the preseason, and so they're probably not going to move him off of that. But they'll keep him as long as possible now, the way it seems.
Peter King wrote today, maybe doesn't think it'll happen now, Garoppolo to Cleveland. So they'll stick with Brissett.
A lot of people getting warmer on Trey Lance as we get closer to the season.
Yeah.
And Niners futures are becoming very popular from what I've noticed.
Sorry. The concerns about Garoppolo's coming off an injury, too, out of Cleveland, according to Peter King. So. Yeah. And it's, I'd like to see him get moved, but they might just sit there and we'll pay and stash you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, emergency, break the glass if needed.
Now, I'm not sure if Panthers head coach Matt Rhule is still trying to, like, confuse people. Like, ooh, they're not going to be able to prepare for our starting quarterback. But he's not ready to name a starting quarterback yet. I don't know if it's that or if really Baker Mayfield has not beaten out Sam Darnold so far, which I really can't wrap my head around.
Man, those are all the reports last week. Yeah. I just think he's playing games. I think he's playing games like Belichick with this OC business.
I kind of do, too.
I just say it'll be Mayfield week one. Now you're seeing Panthers 1.5 in that game.
Yeah. Where does that go?
How high? Yeah. Good question.
I can't. Does that?
You have 3, right?
I grabbed Panthers plus 3, yeah.
Yeah. Could it get the 3 the other way? Why not, right? Sure.
I just, will the market allow that to happen? It seems unlikely to me.
I think the Niners will go past 7. I disagree with you. I think the Ravens can get to 7.5.
You think so?
Yes, I do. They're a trendy pick, and all the injuries with the Jets. There are a lot of, for all the pro-Jets stuff, there's a lot of people. Come on, please. Jets are going to win 3 games, 4 games. That could move, and who knows where that Monday night game goes with Denver. That'll be another one. That's on the move, and I think it'll continue to go up. But Seattle was on national television, mind you, that horror show on Thursday. So
also, if the Seahawks have more like injury problems.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's a backup running back, Kenneth Walker, but that's not looking good. I don't think he's going to be ready for week one the way it sounds. Locke had COVID. He'll be ready. He's back already. But the quarterback play there in general, oof, boy, shaky at best. So I spent a lot of time here at Circa over the weekend, and we discussed Survivor ad nauseum.
Sure.
Trying to find a way to bet week one by not taking the Ravens or the 49ers, trying to avoid both those picks.
Would you go Bengals? At home against the Steelers?
No.
You wouldn't?
I could not get there with that. No, I could see the Steelers winning that game.
Would you get nuts with a Chiefs? Would you go Denver? Don't want to use a road team?
Denver, interesting. Okay. Because
there's a lot of options.
The schedule inside that division, I mean, how many times are they going to have a game where you're like, okay, let's got to fire up the old Broncos here. I found a couple of other teams that I don't feel comfortable discussing at this point yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I just don't. I want people to really concentrate on the Ravens and the 49ers. And they probably will, and both teams will probably win by a combined 100 points, but I don't want to be on either one of them.
I can't wait to come in Monday after week one. It's going to be a disaster either way. The bookmakers are going to be crying, or they're just going to crush the bettors because of all the teasers and the money lines. Oh, and it just set up beautifully with these 6-7 point spreads and all these. No one likes Atlanta. Everyone's high on the Saints. Ravens are the trendy pick. The 49ers are playing the Bears.
The teaser liability and the money line parlays will be absolutely off the charts.
The Eagles are playing the Lions. Denver's going to
Seattle.
We
kicked around that game quite a bit. Kicked around that game.
Yeah.
And I said this about a bunch of games. By the way, it was great to meet everybody who was out here this weekend. A ton of people showing up. The one thing I said is, look, the Eagles could win that game like 38-13, right? And it could be, ooh, the Lions are going to be a stink bomb again this year. But also the Lions might win that game. I don't know. I don't think I really want to be on the Eagles in that spot. Because the Lions, are they going to be a playoff team? I don't think so. But are they going to be improved? I think, yes, absolutely, they will be.
And don't forget about the Colts laying 8 against the Texans.
Yep. That was another one who kicked around, too.
Yep.
But again, the history here of the Colts playing road games in how did that happen? Let's go back and look at the last 2 years. Right. Last year to end the season at Jacksonville, the year before to open the season at Jacksonville.
Uh-huh.
Bad looks both times. Davis Mills said this weekend, we're going to shock the world.
I saw that.
Maybe he does.
We're going to shock the world.
Yeah. And the last one here in three-point stance is Todd Bowles said that Brady could be back and he could be starting or could actually play this Saturday.
How about that? I know. Right. And then it got so bad over the weekend there were the mass singer rumors with Brady about what happened. Where did he go? Well, when's he coming back? And then they lost another offensive lineman.
Yep. Another one.
Out for the year. Sometimes it's not meant to be. It just feels that way. It's just when you're losing all these guys in practice and the bad luck is already starting and your quarterback takes off for 10 days. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a Bulls fan to begin with. So this that's a great Sunday night game to start.
I think one of the beauties here in Tampa is one of the reasons why it worked so well. Well, first of all, it's Tom Brady and they have really good weapons, but that offensive line, like he knew what he was doing a couple of years ago when he signed with the Buccaneers. And by the way, that idea of going to the Raiders at the time had a really good offensive line too. So the Buccaneers now went from having one of the best O-lines to losing guys in free agency to retirement and to injuries now. I mean, it's just, they're dropping like flies. It's one right after another. And that is, it's a huge hill to climb already. And if that guy can't get protection at 45 years old, it's going to catch up with him. It will. It's one of the reasons why he's been so brilliant. Belichick found ways to protect him every year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you bet the Chiefs -3?
The other thing, what's Hollywood Brown doing?
Was it 3?
Yeah, like 3.
Okay.
126 and a 65. And then he goes 71 and a 50.
Right.
What he's doing. What are you doing, man? 126 and a 65?
Well, 126.
And then he gets another one?
Yeah, I don't know the time frame there on the two speeding tickets, but 126 and a 65, you automatically, don't you have to lose your license? Isn't that like reckless driving?
I know, it just happened out here. A lady was doing 90 and a 30. They towed the car and cuffed her and stuffed her. Yeah.
Ross Tucker on the program coming up next. Predictions on quarterback battles and a team he's super high or low on. Next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Follow the Money on VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Kickoff football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook all season long. Bet Rivers, your go-to book for all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, props, and more every week. Great football specials to help you win. Cheer on your favorite players with BetRivers. It's a whole new game.
More NFL here. The great Ross Tucker joins the program now. Always love having him on the show. Even Money Podcast is what you can download, subscribe, and listen to. And also MyFrontPageStory.com. Ross, good to talk to you again. How are you?
I am fantastic, guys. Still basking in the glow of calling that Browns-Eagles game yesterday for the Philadelphia Eagles. I love preseason football. I mean, I know a lot of people don't. I love it probably because I lived it and because I know that the guys that are out there, those are the most important snaps of their life. I mean, people talk about pressure during the season. You know what's real pressure? Whether you get 22 snaps in the second half of a preseason game, and that determines whether or not you're making the practice squad, which is $11,500 a week, or you're going back to Podunk, Missouri, or wherever, and figuring out what you're going to do with the rest of your life. That's pressure.
Yeah, that is that's a good perspective, absolutely. So as a former offensive lineman, we were just discussing the situation right now with the Buccaneers. I mean, they've lost guys, Ross, to free agency, retirement, several by injury. Like, your thoughts right now on what this unit could actually look like trying to protect Tom Brady this year at this point?
The major, major problem, and you nailed it, right? They had sort of this surprise retirement from Ali Marpet, their Pro Bowl left guard. Alex Kappa, they allowed to go to the Bengals as a free agent, but they replaced him by trading for Shaq Mason from the Patriots at right guard. So right guard's fine with Shaq Mason. They lost arguably my favorite player in the NFL in Jensen, the center, Ryan Jensen. He's sort of the enforcer. He's the leader. He sets the tone for that group. That's a huge I cannot overstate how big that loss is. I know people are like, oh, Ross, he's just a center. He's the leader of the offensive line, and he's the enforcer on that side of the ball, and it makes a big difference, and Brady loves him.
Mm-hmm.
And then even Aaron Stinney, who was likely to be their starting left guard, he tears his ACL and MCL in the second half the other night. So they got major problems. I mean, the kid they have at center right now, Robert Hainsey, second-year guy, third-round pick out of Notre Dame, maybe he'll be okay, but he was a tackle at Notre Dame, kind of been a guard. They're teaching him how to play center, and I don't care how smart he is. I'm a guy that's played them both. There will be an adjustment for Robert Hainsey, and I'd feel much better about Hainsey if they had a good left guard. I'd feel much better about the new left guard if they had Ryan Jensen.
Mm-hmm.
They've got neither. It's not good when you've got two newbies next to each other.
Okay, so terrific answer, by the way. How do you think some of these quarterback battles pan out? The one in Pittsburgh now. Kenny Pickett, again, the reviews continue to be glowing from him, and he looked good again, for what it's worth, in the second preseason game. Is he going to be the starter by week 7, week 8? Does Trubisky win the job? Rudolph got the entire second half. How do you think this plays out?
Yeah, it's all in Trubisky's hands, really, right? They're not going to start Pickett to start the season because you can't do it the other way, right? You can't start with your first-round pick, and then if he struggles, bench him. He's the future. So you start with Trubisky, and as long as Trubisky's playing well and the Steelers are winning or competitive, I think Trubisky will stay in there. But as soon as Trubisky falters, I don't think they're going to have a real long leash for him. I mean, I think Pickett has just looked so comfortable. He looks like he looked last year at Pitt. Looks like he knows where to go with the ball. He's accurate. He's confident. Looks like a pro quarterback, man. I mean, you know, we get so enamored, and I understand why, with guys' arm strength and how fast they are. You know what means the most? They know what they're doing. They know where to go with the football. And it's very obvious that Pickett looks very comfortable. Greg Cosell even said that on the Ross Tucker Football podcast, that he looks like a starting NFL quarterback. And so I don't know what week that'll be, because that's in Mitch Trubisky's hands, you know. But given Mitch's career, maybe week 4 or 5, you know. Mitch is good for a real clunker once every 4 games or so.
Well, if he gets off to a hot start, though, they have weapons. I think this could be a playoff team. They made the playoffs last year, and Ben was horrible. So if they get average quarterback play, they're going to be a factor.
It's a good point, and I've been thinking that this is finally the year that the Steelers are in the basement of the AFC North. That's not happening. The Browns are going to be in the basement.
I agree.
Of the AFC North now. So I think the Steelers, Ravens, Bengals will all be battling and all have a chance to make the playoffs. But as you guys know, it's tough duty making the playoffs in the AFC, man. I mean, really tough duty. I picture the winning team in the division being like last year, probably 10 wins, 10-7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it Baltimore? Is it Pittsburgh? I don't think it's Cleveland. Is it Cincinnati? But I think they're probably 10-7, and maybe they get another wild card team in at 9-8. We'll see.
Paul the Money, Paulie and Mitch Vieson, the Sports Betting Network. Ross Tucker, our guest, Even Money Podcast. He also has a boost up at DraftKings. Even Money, will the Bills and Eagles both make the playoffs? That's Even Money at DraftKings. I think you said this a couple weeks ago, where someone said on the broadcast that this is the first time since high school that Hurts has had the same offense back-to-back years. Do you think the Eagles win the division and that'll really help Hurts this year and the offense takes off?
Well, I did say that, and I'm glad you were listening or watching. Thank you. So listen, he went to Alabama, okay? 3 different coordinators in 3 years at Alabama. You know, Saban was going through all those guys, Sarkisian and Daboll and whatever, Lane Kiffin. Goes to Alabama, I mean, Oklahoma for a year with Lincoln Riley. Then he's had 2 in the NFL. This is the first time Jalen Hurts doesn't have to learn a new offense. You know, he can just build on what he already learned the year before. That's significant. We go back to Pickett and getting the ball out of his hands. That gives Hurts a lot more confidence to know what he's doing, know what he's seeing. And I think we've seen that in the preseason game against the Jets, that first drive when he was 6 for 6, 80 yards and a touchdown. I've seen it in the joint practices. It's also the second year for the new head coach in Nick Sirianni. Plus, guys, I mean, they went 9-7 in the games they tried to win last year. They didn't play week 18 against the Cowboys. They've got A.J. Brown on offense, who is an absolute difference maker. And then defensively on the D-line, they added Hassan Reddick's 23.5 sacks and Jordan Davis. Linebacker level, Kaiser White, who led the Chargers in tackles, and N'Kobe Dean. Even on the back end, I still can't believe the Giants cut James Bradbury. He's been outstanding in training camp. You know, they, to me, are pretty clearly a better team. While I think the Cowboys are worse. I mean, Cowboys lose Amari Cooper, Gallup, who knows when he'll be back. They lose Connor Williams, as well as Lyle Collins up front. They lose Randy Gregory. Like, I don't know how you'd make the argument that the Cowboys are better. So I think at best for the Cowboys, they're even with the Eagles, which is why I like the Eagles over win total. I've been liking the Cowboys under win total. I actually think the Eagles will probably end up being the best team in that division. That's not me being a homer. That's where I would put my money with you guys or on the Even Money podcast.
Who's the best team in the NFC? The champs? Would you call the Rams the best team or Packers? Maybe somebody else?
So that is where some of these bets get really interesting. You know, as you can see the conference odds on the screen, there's a real opportunity for some of these down-the-line teams. Maybe it's the Eagles at 11-1 or even the Saints at 20-1. The Rams, as good as they are, I don't think they're going to repeat. Stafford's got the elbow thing. Their guard got hurt, Logan Bruss. I don't envision that happening. The Bucs are already beat up. We know that. The Niners are interesting, but we don't really know what to expect from Trey Lance. Uh-huh. The Packers are not as good without Davante Adams. I'm still not convinced, even though he came off PUP, that David Bakhtiari ever plays football again. Mm-hmm. So all I'm saying is, if there was ever a year to take a long shot or two to win a conference, I think it's this year. And I think it's the NFC. So I don't know if people like the Vikings or whoever, but I kind of like the Eagles. You know, if you've got some faith in Jameis, maybe it's Jameis. Maybe it's just the Niners. You know, if you've got some confidence in Trey Lance. But this is the year to take a shot, I think, with some of these longer shots to win the NFC.
Totally agree. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Ross Tucker NFL. Download, subscribe, listen to the Even Money podcast, and also MyFrontPageStory.com. Still humming at MyFrontPageStory.com, huh?
Yeah, you know what? Every time I come on with you guys, you got so many great listeners and viewers, I get a couple orders because they realize it's the best gift you can get anybody at MyFrontPageStory.com. And evidently, guys, September and October are the two biggest months for weddings. So if you're a loser who let your wife make you get married during football season, I don't know how you let that happen. But try to make up for it by getting her a story, a good gift for her anniversary at MyFrontPageStory.com.
Yeah, if you're looking for a creative gift idea, I highly suggest it. It is a great spot to go to. Ross, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate that today.
Always. Love being on with you guys.
Be good.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Guides out, NFL guide drops Thursday. Adam Kramer, top 10 games to watch college football season, which starts Saturday. Win totals, trends on every team, who's going to make the playoff. The only way to get access to this year's betting guides is to become an all-access subscriber. Get the discounted football special and access to everything we do through the Super Bowl for $175 or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription. VSiN.com/subscribe for all your options. Become part of the Sports Betting Network here at VSiN.
I have to admit, I mean, the betting menu, as always, to begin a football season at DraftKings is just outstanding.
Yeah.
And all these marks that they have created, including most wins and fewest wins in the NFL, can spend a lot of time looking at this stuff.
Did you see, will the Bills and Bucks both be one seeds, 14-1? Another good little prop that they have.
Is that right?
No, that one.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to throw some teams at you right now for the most wins. Okay, the Bills are the shortest shot on the board. They're plus 450, which, okay, you're going to have to probably make them the shortest shot on the board. They have the highest win total. They're playing in that division in the AFC, and they're the highest power-rated team in the entire league. Do you have any interest in betting the shortest shot in the board to have the most wins?
No.
You don't want to?
No. But this is, as our guest said last week, if the Bills get off to a hot start, watch out. If they manage these first six games.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Rams, Tennessee, Miami, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Kansas City. Bye. I mean, if they can get off 4-2, and even to think 5-1, which with that offense, that's not outlandish.
Uh-huh.
Then that's because they wanted Kansas City last year in the regular season. Then they're but I'm with you. I want to look at a team in the NFC because the AFC is so stacked here.
But okay, so I want to cross off Tampa Bay. They have too many problems right now,
and the Packers to me.
Do you?
Yes, I'm not sure about the wide receivers.
Hmm.
Right, and you know they usually start with a clunker or two. They have issues in California. They usually start.
They lose in week one, for sure.
Yep.
Rams are +750.
I don't want
that. I can't get there with the Rams either. Then you get to the Chiefs at 8-1. Have you also done a real nice look at the Chiefs' schedule?
It's nuts.
I mean, the way for this team.
It's all playoff teams with the exception of the Chargers, and the Chargers should have made the playoffs.
Look at the schedule.
And the Chargers beat them.
At the Cardinals.
Yep.
Chargers at home. At the Colts, at the Buccaneers, Raiders, Bills, at the Niners, bye week? That's the exact opposite of what the NFL did for the Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
The seven games to begin the year. I mean, you can't even, to me, where would you consider using the Chiefs in Survivor? Maybe week five against the Raiders? Or do you hang on to it until they play somebody like Jacksonville when they're at home?
Yeah.
Or later on in the year?
Week 9, week 10? Yeah.
That's seven games slate. I mean, no joke, they could be 3-4 if it's not going well. 2-5 is possible.
Yeah. Slow start last year. Silly turnovers, yes.
Yeah, but again, Mahomes, so far in the preseason, for what it's worth, looks, I mean, they're phenomenal. The Chargers, on the flip side, their schedule is, and we've talked about this, that's why they're the favorites to actually be the last undefeated team. Because they play at the Chiefs, but they get the Raiders, Jags, Texans, Browns.
It's the what-if scenario.
Wow.
If they win that Thursday night game in Kansas City, week two. Wow. Because then it could be all wins there heading into the bye.
Yep.
Certainly they'll be good-sized favorites in those games.
Okay, so then we're starting to get down the board a little bit more, and you go from all the teams that are 8-1, and it drops off to 16-1 with the Colts, a team that we've kicked around before here, right? Because the upgrade at quarterback, they're playing in that division.
Yes.
The Titans are going to be down. So, Jags will be maybe a little bit better, but I'm still not fully buying them. So, would that team, something like that at 16-1, be worth a look?
Yep. I would look at the Colts and the 16-1 and the Eagles, 18-1.
Oh, you want to get nuts with Philly?
Yes, why not? Because you have to go NFC, and then if you're looking at the AFC, I think that's the only one you could look at because of the division. And you're right. If they get the Chiefs at home. But if they can they can win that game. They can go to Denver and win. And that's just, your Jacksonville's and your Tennessee's, and it's a Tennessee two times in a month, and it's a Washington again. I mean, there's a good chance they could only have one or two losses when we get to week 9.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Colts.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, those are, two pretty decent candidates based on the numbers overall. And, I mean, when you look at the Philadelphia schedule overall to begin.
Yep. Same thing with the Eagles. This is the no one ever repeats in this division.
Right.
It's been since 2004. It's been a long time since the Cowboys made the playoffs back-to-back years. And this is the everything goes wrong. McCarthy gets fired. Cowboys miss the playoffs. Eagles benefit. You already have your questions about the Giants and Washington. And the Eagles run away with the division and win a lot of games and an easy schedule to start out. And just as Ross said, Hurts picks up the offense and becomes a better passer. And get acquisition and Brown, watch out.
I think what Ross Tucker was talking about again in the previous segment, and if you missed it, he was very good. You can go and get every segment, every hour that we do here with every guest with the Follow the Money podcast, wherever you listen to your podcasts. This is the year where you need to look at teams down the board a little bit to win the NFC. And this kind of ties into that with the Eagles. You're making a case right now for the most wins. I already have several bets on the Saints division, NFC, win total, etc. So I think this year kind of makes sense for that in that regard. The Saints to have the most wins, I'm looking, that's 60-1. I don't know if I can get there with a bet like that. Just because, again, I don't Like the...
How about Minnesota?
Could Winston stay healthy for the whole year? That does scare me a little bit. I already have enough bets anyway. Minnesota to be that good?
40-1?
To lead the league?
You can talk me into them winning the division.
Again, another team I have a lot of bets on already this year.
This O'Connell works out. Jefferson lights it up. But he's this year's cup.
And this year's Vikings basically would be last year's Rams.
Right. And I wasn't there. I don't know. But apparently it was they were sick and tired of Zimmer. And it was just, that's it.
Right.
It was stale, and they've had enough, and it didn't work out.
So this is a team that I was ultra high on last year. I bet them every which way but loose. This year I am not involved at all, really, to this point. But, I mean, there is a chance where Trey Lance completely just shocks the world and he plays out of his mind and they're amazing. And it's an upgrade from Garoppolo. The Niners are 16-1.
Yeah. Or he just manages the game, doesn't turn it over. And great running game, good defense, great weapons.
That's the thing, right? He doesn't turn. There's a spot here, right? A scenario where he doesn't turn the ball over, like you said. And Shanahan is able to get through to him. Just get the ball out of your hands and get it to Kittle, get it to Ayuk, and get it to Deebo Samuel. Because we're going to be fine running the football. And could be all like short yardage stuff, but they're the best at yards after catch, and they're total freaks. So just get the ball out, and then the offense is going to be more than fine. But those are your maybe some of those options there. How about fewest wins on the year?
Surprised the Texans are the favorites?
I kind of am. Yeah. I mean, am I going to be shocked if they win six games this year? I won't be.
They swept Jacksonville. You figure they can get Jacksonville. They should be able to maybe get one against Tennessee.
And look how they played last year down the stretch again.
Routed the Chargers.
Killed the Chargers in that game.
Yeah.
And I think Davis Mills is okay, at least, in terms of a standard NFL quarterback. I think he can be actually better than okay once he gets some more game time underneath his belt. But 3-1, no, I would not bet that. Falcons are 4. Jets are 5. Seahawks 7.
I would think Seattle 7-1, and then you could go Bears 2. Same odds.
Yeah, same odds.
But Seattle problems at quarterback, and your defense has been terrible.
What do you think is the other thing? I know the preseason game. Doesn't mean anything, but I'll bring it up. They did blow out the Bears on Thursday night. But are the Seahawks really worse than the Bears going into the season on paper? I don't know if they are.
It also comes down to injuries, too. And then how does Fields do in this offense? That's the other thing. This Eberflus appears to be very conservative. If you're going to continue to run third and long,
I
see if that carries over in a regular season.
Do you want to
how good will the Bears' defense be? But based on last year, they were 28th in yards allowed, Seattle. So if you have all those question marks on offense, running back, quarterback, and then you can't stop anybody either, I mean, it'll probably be a big stretch. Will be that Atlanta-Detroit game back-to-back for Seattle, find out if they're going to compete at all.
You want to get completely nuts and take a flyer on Buccaneers 250-1? That's available right now at DraftKings. Yeah. I did put a little bit more than pizza money on 200-1 here at Circa. Fewest wins. Just in case. Again, Brady's like, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah. No.
Problem is the offensive line.
Lions 12, Jags 12. To me, it'd have to be Seattle or the Bears there.
Where does that number go on the Buccaneers if Brady says, that's it, I'm done? From 200-1 down to 15-1?
Well, I do think you're too hard on Gabbert. I know he hasn't accomplished anything.
I cannot believe those words came out of your
mouth. He's surrounded by weapons, though. I mean, he can at least
I don't care.
Guys, absolutely. You think he's the worst in the league? He'd be the worst in the league at that point?
Okay, now it's time for me to turn the tables on you. Can we shut his mic off, please?
Come on.
That's one of the dumbest things you've ever said in your entire life.
They can't win six games with Blaine Gabbert?
Gabbert is absolutely horrendous.
Oh, come on.
He's terrible. Yes, he's one of the worst quarterbacks in football.
Evans, Godwin, Julio.
Yeah, but again, if you can't protect him, that he can get the ball out of his hands anyway. No, I'm not high on Blaine Gabbert. I don't trust him whatsoever.
Love to see what those numbers would be on the Saints to win the division.
Oh,
that
geez.
Happens. Oh, my God.
Nick Bogdanovich is going to join us. Circus Sports coming up next. Why is their philosophy here to take their time posting NFL preseason games? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. This is Follow the Money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. And Nick Bogdanovich, kind enough to join us here early on a Monday morning, now with Circa Sports. Been in this racket for a long, long time. It's good to see you today. How are you?
That is a great word. It is a racket.
It is. You are the person who coined the infamous phrase here on VSIN many years ago now, betting baseball, you need a whiskey and a revolver.
Truer words were never spoken. I mean, listen, you gotta be almost mentally insane to bet baseball every day. You really do. I mean, because the beats are so bad, it'll just wear you down.
Yep. Look at Saturday, right? How about the Braves game?
Yeah.
Shenanigans. 1-1 in the 10th. Nah, you're going to lose that one.
Yeah, no, that starting the man on second base in the 10th is the wild card of all wild cards. It really is. And,
yep.
Boy, all I can say is, if the bet hasn't been decided a total and it goes into extra innings, just shut the radio and TV off and go to sleep and pray you get a good score in the morning.
That's
because
right.
To be tortured like that, you have to be sick.
It's right. Not worth it. It really isn't.
No.
So you're really going to be helping out with college sports here and college football. And rumor has it you might be joining us every Monday throughout the football season. And you guys set the world openers in college football. So those numbers move quite a bit as well. But I want to ask you about this, too. For people who've been doing this for a long time, they certainly know your name. You were with William Hill for a long time. And so when that ended, you can go wherever you want, Nick. You could name your spot. You can move anywhere in the world, probably. You also, I don't know, was retirement an option? Did you consider maybe betting sports full-time? Or once you got to chatting with Matt Metcalf and the people here at Circa, was that like a no-brainer? You had to come here.
Yeah, no, a lot of things were on the table. Retirement was definitely one of them. Betting sports, I'll always do. That was definitely in the mix. And I didn't update a resume and send it out. I wasn't looking to do anything. So I had to sit out for 6 months on a non-compete. And then after the 6 months expired, I just sort of liking what I was doing, which was going to the gym, golfing, swimming, having lunch with the boys. It was a pretty good lifestyle. And then one day, a friend of mine who's been on the show, Richie Batchelor, Larry got a call from Matt Metcalf and said, Matt wants to meet me, talk, and have lunch. And I really didn't know Matt, so I said I'd go. It was an interesting lunch, and he sort of was feeling me out if I wanted to get back in the industry. And it's not so much what he said, it's just who he was. He seemed like a good guy, and that was echoed by several people I followed up with. So I just wanted it to be a good fit, and Matt's, you know, a good guy. And at that, and I felt comfortable there. And he's got a couple really, really good lieutenants, Jeff Davis, Chris Bennett. I didn't want to, you know, come in and like a bull in the china shop, so I wanted to meet them. I got a good feel from them, too. Two excellent guys. They can watch my money anytime. And so it felt like a good fit. You know, I like being on the front line in the action. But been doing it for 35 years, so sitting around for 9 months at home was great, but I was getting a little itchy. So
sure. It
just felt like the right move, and here I am. And college football starts this week, and it's, you know, the ride should begin officially now.
For you, the action is the juice. The other thing, recharging the batteries, you used to tell, I mean, you're William Hill, you'd get in at like 5-6 in the morning. You used to tell us you wouldn't look up till like lunchtime. And then it was Popeyes or whatever for lunch. But like, it was, how does it change with that schedule? You're constantly approving bets. You're not looking up the whole day. And then now you're here. And how does that change?
Yeah, it's definitely a totally different role. At William Hill, we had grown to 80 people. So I'm managing a staff of 80. So okay. I'm going to a lot of meetings. And then once I cleared all the meetings out, you know, you're still training and hiring and doing a lot of media. I was the media voice for William Hill. So I did, you know, 10 shows a week. So I was busy with a lot of other things.
You hated it Monday through Friday.
The weekends were the greatest.
Yeah.
I'd work 14-hour weekends, but they were the greatest because it was just the games and the action.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday, I was survival to get to the weekends.
Yeah.
So here it's a little different. I don't have to interview, any interviews. I'm not hiring people, training people, managing people. It's pretty much bookmaking. So it's really a different role, but a good role.
So then what the philosophy here at Circus Sports and at most books, right? Like booking the preseason football right now. I can't imagine trying to come up. And I'm sure we're going to start to see numbers populate the board at some point today for the next preseason week. Why do you guys take your time here at Circa with posting these numbers?
Yeah, preseason football is tricky just because it's all information driven. It's sort of like booking award shows or MVP betting. I mean, it really
or
is.
Or draft.
Yeah, our draft. Yeah, I'm the happiest guy in the world. It's 3 weeks instead of four anymore. So it's one less week. So, but this week might be okay because I think we're going to get a lot more starters this week. So this week might be fun. But, you know, come game day on preseason, we're taking 10 dimes to it. So, I mean, Circa is definitely the leader in most areas, and they got bold limits. I'll give Matt that. He's got a big chest. But, yeah, preseason's tough to book. It's all information-driven. You know it's not good when the wise guys have more action in the pot than the masses. The masses just are turned off by preseason football. You know, they'll come week one, they're gonna be in action, they're gonna be in their fantasy, they're gonna be in all the contests, but they ignore preseason.
How's it gone the first 2 weeks, the book?
Pretty much a wash.
Okay.
Both weeks. We didn't win much or lose much to the preseason.
How was the UFC handle and the result?
The handle's tremendous. It was about a wash. Our best one was Paulo Costa. That was a really good one.
Bet Rockhold?
Yeah.
Christ.
Yeah.
You see that shot that he landed, though?
I can't believe that went to the decision.
Holy smokes. I can't believe he didn't knock him out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the big fight, you know, we lost pretty good to the straight bets because plus $4 adds up pretty fast.
Yeah.
But we knocked down a lot of parlays, so that was about a wash. But sure makes for an interesting rematch, though. And sounds like they're going to have it in Edwards' hometown, maybe. So I'm looking forward to the rematch.
Yeah. Okay. So how have, like, this week for college football now? So your thing now at Circus Sports here, do you know top of your head, like sides that you're going to need, numbers that they've moved, like what you're going to be pulling for here?
You know, week is this week zero?
Week yes. zero, yeah.
No, week zero is sort of like Coke zero. It's going to be non-event. I don't think there's any major marquee matchups where, you know, going in, the masses will be on. But I think it's an interesting opener in Ireland, Nebraska,
yes.
Northwestern. I think this is a lot of pressure on Frost. This is win or leave town. So the game's up to 13. If it got to 14, I'd be interested in Northwestern.
Okay. All right. The teaser liability, like you said, the masses will wait until week one when they got their fantasy. But we talked about this before with Survivor. Like, all these road favorites are going to be in that teasing range where you can get them down to a favorite. And every person that comes through here, like a public bettor, they're going to be hammering this stuff, I would think, leading up to week one.
But that's it, year in and year out, NFL. Anything between 6 and 8, you're going to have massive teaser liability. And you just got to write the bets. I mean, you're going to get your fair share upset. So there's going to be a stretch there you're going to look at. And how are any of these guys ever going to win a game? And for 2, 3, 4 weeks, that's probably going to be the case. But once you knock one or two down, you know, you're okay. Plus, those people, that's not the only bet they're ever going to make if they win their bet.
I mean,
they're going to bet baseball or basketball or future or go to the slot machines. I mean, so, my philosophy's always been right the business.
You've known humans a long time. This also has worked out well for you because Chick-fil-A's right down the street. So what do you do now as a fast food guy? What are you doing for lunch? You don't have a lot of options, but you still have Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, no, that's true. In the old days, I would get in the car and I'd drive all over the Southwest and meet the guys for lunch. Now I'm a lunch downtown guy because downtown's a ways away from everything. So I'd say in the one hole, I got pop-up pizza. In the two holes, Chick-fil-A. The three hole is probably McDonald's. So,
what do you like there?
I get the quarter pounder, no cheese, large Coke. So, yeah, I'm still eating worse than any human being on the face of the planet.
Other than
humans, right?
Well, he's the greatest of all time. He's in a in a league of his own. Yeah. I'm definitely in a double A compared to him.
He's the undisputed champ for sure. Yeah. Are you going to be in the war room on Saturday or Sundays, actually, when the college openers are going to hit the board here at Circa?
Yes, I'll be there.
Boy, that would be... somebody needs to create a YouTube channel on this.
From what I understand, it's quite a scene, too. I mean, obviously, the last couple years when they opened them Sunday at 11, I'm not even looking at them. I'm booking second halves, NFLs, and you know, the action at William Hill on Sunday NFL is incredible. So I never even noticed what Circa opened or closed, but from what I understand, it's a magic mountain roller coaster ride.
I was talking to Jeff Davis in the summertime about a month or so ago here at Circus Sports, and he's in the room too, and he's just like, Mitch, he's like, you need to see it once for yourself to believe it. He goes, it's absolute bedlam back there when we post the numbers at 11 o'clock. First place to do it in the entire world.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's great.
That'd be something to see.
So. Great to see you again.
Yep. Good to see you guys, and we've had a long run on Bees, and we might as well keep it going.
Good. Great.
So you had a Vaccaro too.
Yeah, I saw him 2 days ago. He's back in town, and we'll be having lunch this week.
Very good. Thanks, Nick. We appreciate it. Looking forward to it during the football season. There you go. Yeah, Nick Bogdanovich, he'll be joining us on Mondays in studio right here on Follow the Money to recap the weekend. Awesome on college sports. Up next, we'll continue talking NFL observations from the weekend and this Brady story from Dana White. My God.
Baby, and you're just lying there watching on the couch? That's not gonna cut it.
You need to get in the game with BetRivers Sportsbook.
There you go. Now you're live in the action.
Live in-game bets, live player props, and live player props, and live player props, and live player props.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it, or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating, or inflation, and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at CallSheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.